The mammoth Boston Calling Music Festival returns to Harvard's Athletic Complex this weekend for the first time since 2019. Some rock giants are headlining, Nine Inch Nails, The Strokes, and Metallica, but a dozen regional and local acts will also be performing on their own new stage. Some are young and emerging, but as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, others represent an old-school generation of Boston musicians who've been rocking for decades.
Sometimes Linda Pardee has trouble remembering her age.
I'm 56, I think. I forget because I don't feel the age that I am. I still feel like a kid because I get to play my bass and rock out.
Pardee picked up the bass as a 1980s high schooler in Malden. She was inspired by English mod bands, punk and rock groups, including The Jam, Stiff Little Fingers, Blondie, and Chrissy Hynde.
The Pretenders were really big, and I loved the way that she sang.
You can hear that love in her new trio, The Chelsea Curve.
Look at how she thinks she's so damn brilliant. Cha! Useless big words.
Pardee formed the Chelsea Curve in 2019, but since the 80s, she's jammed with a slew of local bands.
I've been really lucky to play with, like, lots of great people over the years.
Including her guitarist in the Chelsea Curve. Their retro power pop sound harkens back to Boston's old clubs and pubs. Pardee landed on the name while listening to a traffic report on the radio.
The Chelsea Curve is a part of Roadway in Chelsea, which, I don't know, I had never heard that before, and I thought it sounded really cool. It sounds kind of British. So I thought maybe I should name my band that.
All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on.
The Chelsea Curve was gaining momentum in early 2020 on a tour with other female-fronted New England bands called Whistle Stop. Then the pandemic hit, and the music scene screeched to a halt. Without being able to play live, Pardee's band started releasing one new song a month.
We called it the Chelsea Curve single scene, and it was a way of maybe keeping in people's faces.
Pardee also invited friends to play cover tunes in her garage and posted videos on Facebook. Seeing her perform unrestrained is pretty different than speaking with her during an interview.
I'm kind of like Batgirl. You know, I'm like shy librarian by day, and then and who knows what happens to me when I get on stage and just rock out.
Pardee's lyrics are filled with contrasts like love and hate, bravery and fear. There's also humor. Take the song Drag, which is about an octopus.
I had read some article about how octopus will just punch out a fish for no reason, just for the hell of it.
I am an eternal optimist, something like a freak in love octopus. Eight arms to hold you.
The Chelsea Curve finally released their debut album this past March. It's called Do All the Things, which is fitting. The band is gigging again, just played in London and now Boston Calling.
That Boston has a festival of this magnitude is just mind-blowing. And for us to be part of it, you know, I couldn't be prouder. You know, there's so many great bands in Boston. So to be selected is just quite an honor. It's killing me.
Pardee and her two bandmates will be sharing the stage with a lot of younger, emerging artists from all different genres. She's proud to channel the past while connecting with the present.
We sort of have like our own piece of Boston sound, so we're happy to represent in that way, to keep it going.
The Chelsea Curve goes on stage at Boston Calling at 2:55 this afternoon.
And we also like ending like this.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.